This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump says he has answered a series of questions submitted to him by Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller. Trump told reporters in the Oval Office Friday that he answered the questions very easily about the special counsel's ongoing probe into 2016 election interference and possible ties between Russia and the president's campaign.
You have to always be careful when you answer questions with people that probably have bad intentions. But the questions were very routinely answered by me.
The president did not say when he would turn over the answers to Mueller. The special counsel had signaled a willingness to accept written answers on matters of collusion, but Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani has said repeatedly that the president would not answer Mueller's questions on possible obstruction of justice. A U.S. government judge ordered the White House to restore CNN reporter Jim Acosta's credentials Friday. They were suspended after a testy exchange during a news conference with President Donald Trump. U.S. District Court Judge Timothy Kelly criticized the government's action, saying that CNN is likely to prevail in demonstrating the reporter was denied due process in the revocation of his credentials. Outside the courtroom, Acosta said that he was confident of victory in the case.
I was confident, and I felt that this would be the result at the end of the day. That our rights would be protected to continue to cover our government and hold our leaders accountable.
CNN attorney Ted Boutros declared that Kelly's decision marks a great day for the First Amendment and for journalism. President Trump said he wants total freedom of the press, but you have to act with respect when you're at the White House. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department has inadvertently named WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in a court filing in an unrelated case, suggesting that prosecutors have charged the WikiLeaks founder under seal. AP correspondent Zaria Shakali reports.
Assange, who has been holed up at the Ecuadorian embassy in London for years, has been charged in secret. The WikiLeaks founder's name appears twice in an August court filing from a federal prosecutor in Virginia, who is attempting to keep sealed a separate case involving a man accused of coercing a minor for sex. Any charges against Assange could help illuminate the question of whether Russia coordinated with the Trump campaign to sway the 2016 presidential election. I'm Zaria Shakli.
President Donald Trump is scheduled to visit fire-ravaged areas of California on Saturday. However, as AP's Ed Donahue reports, residents of the state have mixed feelings about the president's trip.
Ron Smith lost his home in Paradise, California. He hopes President Trump brings relief.
Bring the president. Bring the Congress. Bring them all. Take a look at this.
Charlotte Harkness also lost her home. She likes the president's gesture, but thinks he should stay home.
It's already a zoo here, and I don't care who the president is. He needs to wait.
Terry Lee feels local people are doing a great job, and the president is not needed.
I think it's just showboating. He'll come in and try to take credit after he's insulted the firefighters.
The president had posted a tweet blaming wildfires on poor forest management. He later thanked firefighters for their incredible courage. I'm Ed Donahue.
In the hotly contested race for governor in the state of Georgia, Democrat Stacey Abrams says she is dropping plans to challenge the results of what she called a flawed election. Abrams made a point to say that she was not conceding the race.
Concession means to acknowledge an action is right, true, or proper. As a woman of conscience and faith, I cannot concede that. But my assessment is the law currently allows no further viable remedy.
Abrams' decision effectively ends her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Kemp is Georgia's former Secretary of State. Abrams and voting rights activists have argued for months that Kemp mismanaged the election system in his post. Abrams has also said she will be filing a federal lawsuit over what she called the gross mismanagement of the election. Meanwhile, a hand recount began Friday in Florida's acrimonious U.S. Senate contest after a machine recount showed Republican Governor Rick Scott and Democratic Senator Bill Nelson separated by fewer than 13,000 votes. For more on these stories, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.